And we talked about it all week, AB 1054, and what does it all mean to us? That's the question. And there's been an article written in Consumer Watchdog by our next guest, Adam Scow, and he is a senior advocate at Consumer Watchdog. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Well, one thing that we've learned, Adam, over the course of the last 19 months is that when any legislation comes through, there's some good and some bad, and as you say in your article, some ugly too, which is AB 1054.
Well, right now I would say it's unclear yet, but it's a bit of both. I mean, it's a good concept. We need to ensure wildfire victims are going to be paid. That's paramount. That is very important. We think the intent of splitting the liability between ratepayers and shareholders is a good idea, but the devil is in the details. And so that's where the bad and the ugly come in.
Okay, so we know that it's important for us that our utility companies remain solvent if possible, because we do like to turn on the lights and have the lights turn on. However, we are all sort of on edge with the hair on the back of our neck standing up when we think about any kind of bailout for those companies.
Well, absolutely. I mean, some of your folks might remember this has happened before in the energy crisis of the early 2000s with Enron and the other utilities. And, you know, we want to be very careful as the cost of living ever increases in California that we're not overburdening the ratepayers and the taxpayers. So that's where we have a few concerns with some of the language in this bill. There's new authority for the California Public Utilities Commission. This is the state regulator that has historically been very cozy with PG&E and these utilities. They get new authority to approve bonds, which means higher rates that they didn't have already after the wildfire fund would run out. So that is a new authority that could be sweeping, and that could lead to a bailout if it were ever exercised. The other problem is that some cities and some counties and some community choice energy agencies are saying, well, maybe we can do better than PG&E. Maybe we can save money. Maybe we can invest in local clean energy systems that we need, that we want to save money and help protect the climate. But this bill has some language that would make it harder to do that. There's a provision that gives, again, the PUC more authority to decide if that's okay, if that's in the public interest. We think that's problematic, and that language should not be in there.
Aren't they supposed to be the oversight agency, the CPUC?
Well, they are the oversight agency, but they've been very cozy with PG&E and these other utilities. And so historically, they have not been good at balancing the public interest and the interest of the company. And as these costs ever get higher and higher and higher, some cities, some towns are saying, well, maybe we should do public power like Sacramento has with the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, like Los Angeles has with the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, which historically has had much cheaper rates.
Wouldn't you anticipate, Adam, that in some way, shape, or form, PG&E will be shaken up or broken up during this whole process?
Well, we think that's a good idea worth exploring, and that's where the ugly comes in with this deal as it stands now. Now, we're urging the governor to slow this thing down. They're trying to pass it by Friday, but there's no real reason to jam it through. Let's really, if this is a good idea, let's get it out in the sunshine. Let's let everybody see it. And make sure that it's really a good deal for everybody. Yes, it needs to be compromised, but language that makes it harder for public agencies to bring public power is problematic. That does not need to be in there. That is a gift to PG&E, frankly.
And one of the things about this, about AB 1054, Adam, that we're intrinsically invested in here in Sonoma County is that there is money set aside or would be under the passage of this bill for the 2017 wildfires, which did, of course, affect us.
Well, yeah, it's a bit complicated. That's where it gets a little bit tricky. A lot of that money is, and who pays for that is going to be determined in court.
Through the bankruptcy?
That's right.
Okay.
And so it's undetermined how much that will be paid for by shareholders and how much will be paid for by ratepayers. That's actually separate from this new wildfire fund that's being created where there's going to be a 50-50 split. So again, there's possibilities ratepayers could take a hard hit there. Of course, wildfire victims need to be compensated. They need to be compensated soon. So we appreciate the governor's intent on that front, but we got to make sure that it's coming at a fair deal to the ratepayers.
Is there anything in AB 1054, Adam, which would I guess specifically designate under what circumstances PG&E would have to pay for damages and in what circumstances the consumers would?
Well, the standard there is going to change a little bit as to what is negligence. Is it PG&E's fault? Is it not their fault? And looking forward, when we're talking about prevention, because you know there's a lot of stories that are coming out that showing PG&E was grossly negligent. Those lines, those towers, they knew they were old. They knew they were needed to be replaced, and they didn't do it. Similar with that gas pipeline that blew up in San Bruno down the peninsula. That was gross negligence. PG&E is a convicted felon, and that's just the straight up fact. So we need to have way more enforcement, whether it's the PUC and this bill attempts to give it to Cal Fire, way more enforcement of existing laws to ensure these things do not happen again. There's a lot more work that needs to be done, and 1054 doesn't really get into those details as needed.
And does 1054, would it make any difference whatsoever in terms of where wildfire survivors, in terms of their place in the payoff during bankruptcy proceedings, does it have anything to do with that?
That's an excellent question, very, very important question. That is still being worked out to the best of my knowledge. I don't have a perfect answer for you, but thanks for that question. I'm sorry.
What would you anticipate about tomorrow, signed by the governor?
I'm hoping that he will have a change of heart and say, let's slow this thing down. It's looking like they're trying to rush it through, or we're going to get an assembly vote today.
Right.
I think it could go either way on the assembly right now, but hopefully they'll slow it down.
Very good. Well, it's something that we are, as I said, all very vested in, certainly throughout the state of California and here in Sonoma County, too. Adam, I'm happy to have you with us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
All right. That is Adam Scow, the senior advocate at Consumer Watchdog.